North Korea is shutting South Korean workers out of a joint industrial zone, the latest move in what Pyongyang depicts as a preparation for war. The UN Secretary General this week said the situation is worrying, but that no nation intends to attack North Korea. Alistair Winklin reports.
North Korea began refusing access to South Koreans who run factories inside its border, the first such freeze in 4 years. The Kaesong Industrial Zone houses more than 100 companies and is an important source of revenue for North Korea. However, in recent days, Pyongyang has declared it is now in a state of war with South Korea and the United States and has even threatened to start a nuclear war. On Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Washington would stand firm.
The United States will defend and protect ourselves and our treaty ally, the Republic of Korea.
The United Nations Secretary General has urged North Korea to tone down its threats.
I'm afraid that others will respond firmly to any direct military provocation.
Ban Ki-moon called the developments of recent days troubling, adding that there's no need for North Korea to be on a collision course with other nations. Pyongyang began threatening all-out war after it launched a long-range missile and detonated a nuclear test, and the UN Security Council responded with sanctions. North Korea has also condemned military exercises underway right now between the US and South Korea. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.